All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
3:30 in a Motor City. Good to have you aboard. Kind of want to keep the show moving. We've got a number of things to get to. Read these ticket texts, and then we'll kind of get into this Andre Drummond stuff. Arden Key won't quit on the Lions because he's actually getting paid. Love the show. Would pick Key in a hot minute. He just needs someone in his ear. I would take him. We could have Ziggy back in form, plus Key. We'd have two cornerstone pass rushers. Dan, I'm with you. Lions passed on Randy Moss because of a red flag, and look how that turned out. Yeah, I know, and he smoked weed. Shows you how much things have changed. 20 years ago, a guy smokes weed. It's like a death sentence in the first round. Give me a break. You ended up with Terry Fair. I have no issue with Key, but I would not be in love with him at pick 20. Oh, if he's there at 51, you'd take him. Well, that's nice. Awesome. I'm going to try to stay calm during this next discussion. Last night, the way it was sold to you, the fan, you would have thought Jesus was returning to the court for the Detroit Pistons. And I mean literally like Easter, Jesus was leaving the tomb to take the court as Reggie Jackson was back. The wait is over. And I'm like, Mickey, nobody was waiting on Reggie. And second of all, I'm probably the only guy watching you right now. But Reggie was back, and I mean, they made a hoopla of it. Now, you're playing the Suns without Devin Booker. Suns are 18 and 49 or whatever it is. They're an embarrassment. But Drummond offered this comment, and I really... Well, I don't know what to say. Quote, when Reggie gets back to 100%, when he's feeling like himself, we're going to be a great team. With Blake and I, the sky is the limit. Maybe Andre and I have a different idea of what sky is the limit means. I mean, because the sky in my world is like the sixth seed. And a second round exit. Maximum. Does anyone believe that Reggie Jackson, Blake Griffin, and Andre Drummond, that welfare big three, compared to what the Clippers had put together with Blake, when Blake was awesome, has any hope of doing anything? Why do we continue in this city? The players, the media, why do people continue to act like Reggie Jackson's a big deal? I mean, I could probably go around the league and find 20 point guards I like better. And yet, certain people in this town act like Reggie Jackson is this huge, you know, the straw that stirs the drink. I don't get it. Second of all, here's an update for Andre. If you consider Reggie Jackson and Blake Griffin's injury history, the odds suggest that your big three will never be together for very long at one time. I mean, Sully, I'm more than willing to listen to a counterpoint, whether it's from you or the people. I just, you know what I don't like anymore? The team blows, right? They're terrible. I don't need to hear from Andre Drummond about the sky being the limit and we could be a great team. You know what? All this team has done is talk. I'm sick of all of it. You know what? They ask you the question, what do you think you're going to be with Reggie? Hey, we got a lot of work to do. We got to learn to play together. Hopefully we get that done this summer. We'll find out. That's the right way to answer it. We could be a great team. No, great is Houston. Great is Golden State. Hell, great is Toronto. This team has no hope of being great. And I'll tell you one thing. I'll be banging that drum this summer again. I hope this big three never has a chance to play together beyond the last 10, 12 games. I want Andre Drummond traded. You cannot survive with Drummond and Griffin's contracts together, and we know Blake Griffin isn't going anywhere because Tom Gorris is in love. I don't know. I'm sick of the comments. I'm sick of the talk. I'm sick of watching them. They're awful. Congratulations. You beat two of the three worst teams in the league the last couple of nights. Let's throw a party. After all, it is Hooper's birthday Saturday.
It's Hooper's birthday.
We're all excited for that, man.
What a pathetic organization.
No, because then they'll bring out all the other mascots. They'll bring out Michigan State and you know, all the other NBA teams will show up, whatever it is.
MSU won't be available.
Oh, I'm sure Sparty will be there.
Nah. I'm telling you he won't be. I lit the costume on fire.
Well, then there you go.
It's Hooper's birthday.
Can you imagine?
That'll get people.
That's in a promo for people to attend your game. Yeah. I mean, think that over as you're driving your car right now.
It's Hooper's birthday.
Mason screaming at you that it's Hooper's birthday, as if that will drive you to pick up the phone and order tickets.
It's Hooper's birthday.
Maybe there's some families that want to take their kids, you know, to see all the get photos with all the different mascots.
Yeah, buying tickets right now.
That'll
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, like in a real NBA town, can you imagine the LA Lakers or the Boston Celtics or whatever, pick your NBA team and the Celtics? Hey, it's Charlie the Leprechaun's birthday. Come on out to TD Bank North Garden.
It's Hooper's birthday.
The mascot's birthday.
Dude, it is so tough in the streets, man. It's a nightmare to sell tickets. It's Hooper's birthday.
It's Hooper's birthday.
Now I'm excited. Now I got to go buy tickets.
Yeah, Saturday night against the Bulls. Nothing gets me more aroused.
Oh, he'll be there.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, the Bulls mascot
will
be there.
It's Hooper's birthday?
It's Hooper's birthday.
Hell, buy club seats, dog.
No, but I've actually been to a Pistons game before when it's been Hooper's birthday.
Yes.
And they bring in all the other mascots from a bunch of different teams, and they have birthday cake for him. Minnie Hooper, I think, even is there.
Minnie the Bulls will be there.
What a fun night.
Yeah.
We should all go get tickets to that night.
It's Hooper's birthday.
Roberto, maybe you can take your kids. They'd like that, right?
Honestly, I think this segment has bombed. We've ended up with this. I bring up Andre Drummond's comment. I think you heard, there was an audible noise. If you heard it, it was people's eyeballs rolling to the back of their head and then coming back forward when they listened to Drummond. Nobody feels the need to call. Maybe I'm just right. Maybe I just expressed what people had to say. And, well, then Sully played that ridiculous drop.
It's Hooper's birthday.
Do you think a single person will buy tickets because it's Hooper's birthday? They actually wanted that in their promo for this Saturday's game.
Unless it's a family thing, I guess, right? Unless you have little kids that want to get photos with the mascots.
Kids, we're going to spend a couple hundred dollars so you can look at a creep in a stuffed pseudo horse outfit with googly eyes stare at you?
I'm just trying to give you a reason. I'm trying to think of one.
Like, of the things you could put in that commercial that would be happening in your arena that night, would Hooper's birthday rank in the top 100?
I didn't even know mascots had birthdays.
They don't.
This is the first time I've ever heard of a birthday.
I mean, David, I've heard a number of things over the years with the Pistons because, well, let's face it, they've become a very sad organization. Like, I've heard Mason in promos for tickets yell about Sheila E. coming to town with her drums or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you get one person who's still stuck in the 80s. Like, hey, Vanilla Ice is here tonight. I mean, I can understand a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put Hooper's birthday in the commercial, is that not a sign you've run out of ideas?
It's Hooper's birthday.
It's his birthday.
Now, when is the Dancing Usher's birthday? What are they going to do for that? Are they going to have other ushers come in from different stadiums?
Hopefully they toss him down the stairs.
What you got?
Can't stand that guy.
Yeah, go ahead. It's Hooper's birthday.
You know what, Mike? I'm actually more fascinated in this than any other sports topic today. I would love to meet the person who, because of the commercial, and Hooper's birthday bought tickets to this game. Like, what type of mentally disturbed human being do you have to be?
But, Mike, from a math perspective, okay, that's an arena that seats 20,000 people. Of course, I would guess and venture to bet that there is at least one person or one family in there.
Not because of Hooper's birthday.
That is going there because of Hooper's birthday.
No, there's no way. I disagree.
That's pure math out of 20,000 people. Not that many will show up. But
I think they hear the commercial and realize the team's playing on Saturday, and then you can get in very cheap. Yes, that's the job of the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody thinks, I don't know, who put that spot together with the Pistons? How the hell does having Mason scream at me that it's Hooper's birthday get anybody to go to that arena?
There's somebody. There's somebody.
It's Hooper's birthday.
Because you know, but the only thing is, and I'm just trying to justify it. I bet you that there is a parent.
Can't.
There's a parent out there who would say, "Hey, I want to get my. I can bring the kids and get photos with all the mascots, and we'll do that." I would guess that there's someone who is doing.
Well, first of all, there's only going to be about 8,000 people in the arena. So now you're reaching. Your math doesn't look as good. Yes, Roberto.
I can't think of anybody's birthday it would be that would make me want to go.
They could tell me, like, it's Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Yeah, well, he's dead. Okay, like, what? Whose birthday? Kanye West's birthday.
Well, it's Hooper's birthday.
No one's coming out. How is that real?
There's nothing else going on. I think that's trying to create an event.
This may be the strongest empirical evidence that NBA basketball is dead in this city. That it's Hooper's birthday.
It's Hooper's birthday.
We should all get tickets and go. Get a suite or something. Just go have a good time.
I just want NBA basketball back. Jesus, please. David, send a prayer. Please. I just want NBA basketball back, man. I got a team that's putting mascot birthdays in commercials.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.